Hello, Newton Talks, the management and consultancy podcast for curious minds, is back. And here's a quick taste of our episode in which Katie Quarmby, one of our business managers, gets a fascinating take on empathy and leadership from veteran hostage negotiator Derek Gaunt.
So the premise of your book is we, as leaders, we need to behave like hostage negotiators, down to treating, you know, your team and your clients as hostage takers, which is quite a wild statement. What does it mean as a leader, having these interactions more like a hostage negotiator would?
It means that you need to stop thinking about yourself. It's not about you. It's not about your goal and objective. It's not about the direction of the organization, at least initially in every difficult conversation. As a leader, you're navigating a difficult conversation weekly, if not daily. You're going to have to give performance reviews. You're going to have to share with the people that you report to bad news. Those are all difficult conversations. Difficult conversations make us defensive because it now is a psychological threat. Once the amygdala fires up, nobody can hear your message because they're not thinking about it. They're thinking about the negative emotions and dynamics associated with what you're telling them. And so until you do what we did in hostage negotiation, which was mitigate the negative emotions and dynamics as the other side saw it first, then you can get to your goal and objective. Then you can start to direct their decision making. And so in your next performance review for one of your direct reports, and it's going to be less than satisfactory in a couple of categories, you know that that is not going to land or sit well with them. Well, if you know that, why not mitigate those negatives before you share the bad news with them? And that's what it means to enact hostage negotiator leadership.
If you'd like to listen to the rest of the episode, head to Newton Talks, the management and consultancy podcast for curious minds, wherever you get your podcasts, or at newtoneurope.com.